Welcome to Torah Rimecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Danielle Bloom, and today we will examine Parshas Ki Seitzei. In our exploration of Parshios, Devarim, Ve'eschanon, Ekev, Re'eh, and Shoftim, we have witnessed Moshe Rabbeinu impart a spiritual testament, rich with timeless wisdom. His teachings illuminate the essence of Jewish identity and the path to a meaningful and healthy life, emphasizing values such as hope, mission, gratitude, and empathy. The Torah is presented as the unwavering compass guiding the Jewish people, providing the framework for a righteous society, capable of flourishing both within the land of Israel and in the diaspora. Moreover, last week in Parsha Shoftim, we learned about how the Torah's supremacy has fostered a culture of lifelong learning, another element modern science now recognizes as crucial for cognitive health and resilience. It's remarkable that contemporary scholarship is only now beginning to unveil the Torah's profound wisdom, offering insights into our people's enduring legacy and unrivaled success. This growing recognition underscores the Torah's timeless relevance and reveals how the divine hand through the Torah is the source of our success and is guiding our history. This week, we delve into another cornerstone of a fulfilling life, discipline and self-control. These qualities are not just about restraint. They are foundational to personal growth, success, and a meaningful life. The Torah provides profound insights and guidance on how to cultivate discipline and self-control, helping us navigate the challenges and temptations of daily life. Teaching this parsha has always been a challenge for me due to its sheer volume and variety of mitzvos. It is the parsha with the most mitzvos in the Torah. Where do I begin? When searching for a theme, what unifies these mitzvos? Unlike other parshios with a more focused thematic structure, this one presents a seemingly endless array of commandments. Initially, the breadth of topics covered can be overwhelming, making it difficult to identify a unifying thread. Yet, upon closer examination, a unifying theme does emerge. The diversity of the commandments themselves is the theme. It is the Torah's comprehensive guidance for human existence. From our most sacred relationships with the divine to our interactions with others and ourselves, the Torah offers a blueprint for living a meaningful and purposeful life. Moshe Rabbeinu, through this parsha, reveals the Torah's all-encompassing nature, illuminating a path from the cradle to the grave. The mitzvot's seemingly haphazard presentation is exactly the point. It's a testament to the Torah's relevance in every moment of our lives. That is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to tell us. From the moment we are born to the moment we die, from the minute we wake up in the morning to the moment we go to sleep, there is a Torah way to approach every minute of the day. Some examples discussed in this week's Parsha include how you conduct yourself in the bathroom, when you're walking on the street and you find a lost object, when you go to war, ki seitze la milchama alaivecha, when you build a home and are building a porch, ki sivne bayis chadash va'asisa ma'akel gagecha. What, is the Torah in all my business? Yes. Can't I have a second off? Nope. The Torah is written in a way to help us actualize the words of David HaMelech, and the Rama writes on the first page of the Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samid Ki Mimini Bal Emot. Most people are aware of the first half of this pasuk. It's written on the Bima or Aron Kodesh in most shuls all over the world. But what about the second half? Rashi explains that it's the second half of the pasuk that explains the first. He adds the words, Hu Tamid Laozreni Lebal Emot. The reason why I won't falter is because Hashem is by our side, always ready to help. The translation of the pasuk is, I place Hashem before me at all times, and because He is always by my side, ready to help, I will not stumble. A recurring theme throughout the Torah is the concept of laleches, meaning to go or to walk. This theme begins in the earliest Prakim of Bereishis, where we find the voice of Hashem walking in Gan Eden. This imagery sets the stage for the idea that walking with Hashem is central to the human experience. Noach is described as a man who walks with Hashem, as Elokim Mishalech Noach, signifying his righteousness and closeness to the divine. Abraham, the patriarch of the Jewish people, is commanded, Esalech lefanai veheyei samim, a call to live a life of integrity and faith. This theme extends to the entire Jewish nation, which is commanded, v'halachta b'drachav, walk in the ways of Hashem, embodying His attributes in every aspect of life. In this week's parsha, Moshe tells the people that Hashem walks in the midst of your camp. Hashem elokecha mishalech b'kerav machanecha, reinforcing the idea that Hashem is not distant, but actively present in the lives of His people, guiding them and protecting them as they journey through the wilderness. As Rashi taught us, helping us. He is mimini, by my side. This is why we call Hashem the Shechina from Shachin, meaning our neighbor. He lives next door. He's so close. The concept of walking with God, both literally and metaphorically, is woven into the very fabric of Jewish life and spirituality. This theme is further underscored by the term we use for Jewish law, halacha. The term halacha, derived from laleches, meaning to walk, reflects Jewish law as a way of life, guiding our every step. It's not just a set of rules, but a path directing us toward holiness and purpose in all aspects of life. This term emphasizes that Judaism is about action, walking through life with choices that reflect our commitment to Hashem's will. The Torah's focus on walking with Hashem underscores faith as an active, continuous journey of growth and closeness to Hashem. In the words of Rabbi Sacks, all success depends on habits of discipline and willpower. Halacha, Jewish law, is the world's greatest ongoing seminar in discipline and willpower. To understand this better, let's look at Walter Mischel's famous marshmallow test from Columbia University. In this study, 5-year-olds chose between one marshmallow immediately or two if they waited 15 minutes. Those who delayed gratification showed higher discipline and self-control, leading to happier, healthier, and more successful lives, including better SAT scores and academic performance. This research highlights the long-term benefits of self-discipline and impulse control. There are two key components to self-control. The first is willpower. This is the ability to control yourself in the moment. What Mischel explored with the marshmallow test is the immediate act of saying no to temptation, resisting impulses, and avoiding situations that might lead to a lapse in judgment. The second part is developing an inner core, and this is the goal, which is a deep-seated inclination to do what's right, where harmful temptations no longer appeal to you. This involves cultivating a genuine preference for what's good and healthy, so your choices naturally align with your values and well-being. Using a food metaphor, consider two levels of self-control. On the first level, you might say, I love ice cream, but I won't eat it, and avoid working in an ice cream shop to reduce temptation. This represents resisting in the moment and avoiding situations that might lead to a lapse. The second level is about developing a taste for healthy food, where you genuinely enjoy a salad and embrace a healthy lifestyle. You naturally choose nutritious meals, regular exercise, and good sleep. The Torah guides us in both aspects. For the first, it teaches Yirat Shamayim. Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos advises that when tempted by sin, remember that Hashem is always watching, helping us to say no. This also helps us fulfill the mitzvah of Elos Asuru, do not follow your desires. However, willpower alone isn't enough. It can be exhausting. Professor Greg Miller of Northwestern University found that relying solely on willpower can increase stress and contribute to premature aging. This highlights the need for a sustainable approach to self-control, which brings us to the second part, building a strong inner core. The Torah is designed to help us develop this inner strength, guiding us to desire what is truly good. The key is to develop a taste for what's good, making it easier to choose without relying solely on willpower. How do we achieve this? By cultivating our core values and attitudes. The Torah provides a framework for this transformation, helping us prefer what benefits us. Dr. Dave DeSteno found that by cultivating gratitude, empathy, and healthy self-esteem, we can naturally prioritize long-term, meaningful pleasures over short-term gratifications. In essence, true self-control is less about resisting temptation and more about becoming the kind of person who naturally gravitates toward choices that lead to lasting happiness and fulfillment. By building gratitude, empathy, and self-esteem, we create a strong foundation for a life that values meaningful long-term rewards over fleeting pleasures. In Parshas Ekev, we discussed the importance of gratitude, and in Parshas Re'eh, we focused on empathy. This week in Parshas Kisetze, we will find further examples of mitzvos that support the development of our inner core by emphasizing empathy and self-esteem. For instance, the mitzvah not to leave a body hanging overnight stems from the recognition that every person is created with Tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem. This highlights the empathy and respect due to human beings. As Rashi explains, Sha'adam asoy bidmus yukano v'Yisrael him banav. That man is made in the image of Hashem, and we are his children. Similarly, the mitzvah to return a lost object teaches us not to turn a blind eye, lo suchala hisalim, but rather to help others, reinforcing the value of empathy. The Torah also instructs us to assist a person whose animal is struggling under a heavy load, encouraging us to help lift the burden out of compassion. The law surrounding the treatment of a mother bird and her eggs, specifically not taking the eggs while the mother is present and sending the mother away before taking the eggs, also teach us empathy. The exclusion of Ammon and Moab from our nation is rooted in their lack of empathy, contrasting with the Jewish values of Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gonli Chasadim, compassion, modesty, and kindness. Finally, the Torah instructs us not to withhold food from a worker or animal while they are working, and not to stand idly by when someone's life is in danger, lo sa'amod al dam re'echa, further emphasizing the importance of empathy in our daily lives. Other mitzvot in our parasha develop self-esteem, like the mitzvah to keep our promises, motzas v'asecha tishmor v'asisa kasher nadarta, The words you speak are sacred. They carry weight and meaning. In a world where it's easy to say anything to avoid discomfort, this verse reminds us that our speech is not trivial. What we say matters. Our words create commitments and obligations that must be honored. My father, Alv Hashalom, often said, "My word is my bond." This idea captures the essence of living with integrity. A person of integrity is reliable and true to their word. Promises should be treated with utmost seriousness as they define our character. This pasuk emphasizes truthfulness, accountability, and aligning words with actions, which in turn builds self-esteem. Another example of a transformative mitzvah in our parsha that builds gratitude, empathy, and self-esteem, thereby building our core and developing self-control, is ki yikach ish isha, meaning when a man takes a wife. Rambam counts this as a positive mitzvah. Getting married is a Torah obligation. Investing in marriage strengthens it, making infidelity less tempting. A strong core built through gratitude and empathy makes maintaining a healthy marriage easier than relying solely on willpower. The lasting benefits of a healthy marriage will prevail over the temporary allure of momentary pleasures. The Torah fosters character development, cultivating gratitude, self-control, empathy, and responsibility. These qualities build strong relationships, forming the backbone of our families, communities, and nation. The Harvard study of adult development confirms the importance of strong relationships for well-being, echoing the Torah's wisdom. Researchers are beginning to discover what we have known all along. The study's director, Dr. Robert Waldinger, reported, quote, "For 75 years, we've tracked the lives of 724 men, year after year, asking about their work, their home lives, their health, and of course, asking all along the way without knowing how their life stories were going to turn out. Since 1938, we've tracked the lives of two groups of men. The first group started in the study when they were sophomores at Harvard College, and the second group that we followed was a group of boys from Boston's poorest neighborhoods. So what have we learned? The clearest message that we got from the 75-year study is this: good relationships keep us happier and healthier, period. The Torah's intricate system of commandments fosters strong relationships, both between man and his fellow man, and between man and Hashem, aligning with modern psychological research. The Torah, emphasizing self-control, hope, mission, gratitude, empathy, and lifelong learning, as we have been discussing, guides us toward a fulfilling life marked by meaningful connections. When facing challenges, consider strategies inspired by Chazal and modern psychology. First, avoid temptation. As Chazal taught, lo lidei nisayon, actively avoid situations that tempt you. Next, distraction. Chazal understood the power of distraction. When faced with temptation, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, "In pagah b'chal minuvol zeh, if you meet up with the Yetzer Hara, mashcheu lebeis hamedrash, drag him to the base medrash." Redirect your attention to a positive activity. Dr. Michelle in the Marshmallow Study identified this as a key strategy from the most successful children. They hummed a tune, bit their lip, looked away. The Torah and its commandments offer a rich tapestry of activities that can occupy your time and prevent you from succumbing to temptation. Engage in mitzvos, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chesed, learning. Who has time for the Yetzer Hara? Get busy with a Torah project and watch the hours fly by. The Torah and mitzvos are the ultimate healthy distraction. Third, a good friend. Another strategy identified in the Marshmallow Study is to find a friend to support your goals. As Pirkei Avos advises, kinei lecha chaver. Whether it's exercise, learning, or overcoming bad habits, a partner can provide motivation and accountability. If you're trying to start walking, maybe ask a friend to join you. If you're trying to start learning, maybe ask a friend to commit to learning with you. By employing these techniques, you can effectively navigate challenging moments and cultivate the discipline necessary for a fulfilling life. What I find most hopeful of all is that if you are leading a Torah lifestyle, you are already doing the most you can to build your discipline and self-control. This strong foundation reduces the need for constant willpower as our inner core grows stronger with each passing day. By living B'Derech HaTorah, we are actively shaping our character, becoming more grateful, empathic people with higher self-esteem. And as Desteno told us, these are the three components to building self-control. Again, the Torah beat the research by thousands of years. My grandfather, Zadie Rosenbaum, exemplified this. On his deathbed, my brother would help him put on his tefillin every day. "Zadie, it's time to wake up." His eyes would shoot open and he would burst forth from the depths of his soul, "Molda'ani lefarecha," with a power that was way beyond his physical strength. A power that can only come from a person who's been living a life of gratitude day after day. That moda ani was a product of 89 years. Ultimately, we all possess the potential to develop our inner core, embracing the Torah and its mitzvos. This journey leads us to true joy and fulfillment as we align our lives with our highest values. Thank you for learning together.